You're probably wondering what is causing all of those symptoms, all of those sensations. It's an excellent question. To explore it fully could be an entire article in and of itself. Basically, you're tapping into a flow of energy that's not your typical way of being or operating during everyday physical movements. Your perceptions are heightened and you're connecting with a form of your energy flow that has amazing potential. This flow is not usually brought into being for most of us while we are physically focused. Now, it may sound contradictory to be in a state of mind awake, body asleep, yet I'm telling you that your physical body feels these sensations. I know it sounds weird, but that's exactly how it happens. When you reach the still point, your limbs are completely frozen and you cannot move them. Yet you can still feel cold blasts of air at key points. I wouldn't believe it myself if this hadn't happened to me many times. After a short period of time, these sensations will dissipate, and you will begin to perceive an even further shift in your consciousness. At times, you may even experience a fading away of your conscious self, very similar to what I described in my blog post, Experiences Out of the Body. And I discuss that in both parts 1 and 2 of Experiences Out of the Body. You may also find yourself experiencing incredible sensations of falling and expanding from some point of consciousness that has very little in common with your physical body. You'll notice that these sensations are far beyond anything you have ever felt through your physical awareness. If you can release your fear and continue to allow the experience to develop, you'll become aware that you have an instinctive way of perceiving your new environment. It's different than seeing with your eyes. It's more about awareness and a sensing than it is visually seeing. Your new environment is typically an energetic blueprint of the very room you're having the out-of-body experience in. This environment is extremely sensitive to your thoughts. In fact, I believe that it's this environment in which all things originate prior to making themselves known in our physical plane. From here, the sky is truly the limit and the world's your oyster, quite literally. I have not been as successful as many out-of-body travelers when it comes to visiting other locations besides my house on the astral plane. However, I've had some amazing experiences in deeper environments into the astral that I plan on sharing in future blog posts. I also will be blogging about some validation experiences I have had, which point to the fact that OBEs are more than just fantasy and dreams. In my next article, I will be discussing ways to release your fear if you have any about astral projection, and further tips for traveling the astral plane and reaching out to environments beside your home. I hope you try some of the techniques I've covered in this article. If they work for you, or if you have any further questions, then feel free to contact me at windofthesoul@yahoo.com. Again, that was titled Techniques for Achieving an OBE, and it was posted on the 2nd of June, 2007. As I mentioned in my second podcast recording, Astral Projection, there probably hasn't been any single event or occurrence, spiritually speaking, in my life that has propelled me further, farther, faster down the path that I am currently on than that of experiencing astral projection. My experiences were more spontaneous. I wasn't pursuing out-of-body experiences when I began having the symptoms, the onset of the symptoms during meditation. And during my childhood, I was aware and familiar of astral travel. However, I knew nothing about the subject matter. I was always into the paranormal and ghosts and the supernatural and even some psychic phenomena and things like that. But I was not aware or familiar with astral projection. So when it started happening in my mid to late 20s, it really took me by surprise, took me aback, and I had to research it to find out what was going on. Now, astral projection is just like anything else. While some of us seem to have a natural knack for the ability, we all have to practice at it. We have to continue to practice to get better at it. I can't to this day explain for certain what is happening during astral projection. There's a part of me that feels within myself that we're not literally leaving the physical body. We're actually just traversing deeper within consciousness. And by going more within to experience further depths of that, we're actually finding out just how unlimited consciousness can be. Yet even the out-of-body state, still we are limiting ourselves because we are filtering that experience through this physical vehicle as well. There's always that uplink and that communication there. So we never can, while we're physically alive, get completely away from the physical body. But I believe that astral projection gives us a peek or allows us to snoop into how consciousness is not limited to these physical selves. And it also gives us an indication of what may potentially be coming once we cross over into the afterlife. Another thing that I mentioned in my second recording, to those of you that are interested in trying astral projection, once you begin tinkering with it and working with the techniques, you open that door and you're giving it permission to be a part of your life. I don't feel there's anything negative about that. I feel it actually only has the potential for expanding our awareness and bringing a wonderful, beautiful experience into who we are and into our current life experience. However, the warning is that once you open that door, it never fully closes. While I haven't been intentionally pursuing astral projection for quite some time now, it still pursues me. I find myself waking from time to time in the middle of the dream state, pulling out of the dream state, and actually finding myself in my bed, fully awake, having the vibration symptoms, having the falling sensations, having the feelings of getting ready to detach. The full-on symptoms are there, even though I'm not actively pursuing it. So it's almost like opening that door allows it to become a part of your life. And that does it for this 9th episode in the Wind of the Soul podcast series. If you have any questions, any comments about astral projection or anything else that I've ever spoken about or written about at windofthesoul.com, you're always more than welcome to send me an email. You can reach me at windofthesoul@yahoo.com. Until next time, have a great week and take care of yourselves.